This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. K-Nails, now or never. We never done K-Nails before. Little bit of a local underground artist. Shelton J is not going to be on this particular review, but he did recommend it. And he also has a personal relationship with K-Nails. So I'm going to let him do the bio. What can you tell the people that have never heard of K-Nails? What can you tell them about him?
Gotcha. Yo, me and K-Nails go way back. I used to manage him, man. Dope person. Dope kid. I'm going to read his bio for you just so you can have it. Hailing from Annapolis, Maryland, and now residing in Atlanta, Georgia. He's an Atlanta guy now. K-Nails brings a unique style of intricate lyricism and crafty storytelling with just the right amount of Southern influence to a hip-hop scene in search of something different from the status quo. From being born with a speech impediment to reciting poetry at the Apollo Theater, there's a sense of purpose and conviction that resonates with the sound of his voice. Couple that with growing up in public housing with eight brothers and sisters and facing the everyday challenges of defining your own path in the midst of trappings of being poor and black in America, and you'll find a soundtrack to perseverance. You'll find an artist pure but unblemished, strong but vulnerable, wise but willing to learn. You find K-Nails. Welcome.
That's what's up.
That's the easiest way to put it, because it's true. Everything in that bio is true of the man that I know. And
that's what's up. And it definitely comes through in his music. Also, he was a guest on Black Korea. So if you guys go back to the YouTube channel, you'll be able to go watch. I want to say we recorded and put him out.
You did.
And then also, if you go back through the old archives of podcasts, you'll be able to find him as a featured guest on Black Korea a couple of times. So with all that being said, that bio is the epitome of what this project was. There was a lot of vulnerability there. There was a lot of understanding who he is, and also understanding where he came from and what the history of being black in America is about. And also giving us nuggets on how to not to recreate the fuckery, you know what I'm saying, that has happened to us. But one of the hardest tracks, Ken, was Annapolis. And I didn't know he was from Annapolis.
Mm.
But what it made me think of when I was listening to this track was that movie, Annapolis, which mm-hmm. was about boxing. And, you know, going through the military in Annapolis and, you know, this whole boxing thing. And the reason why it made me think of that was because the way he was going back and forth with C. Flames and Cub Dollars, it was like they were sparring. They was going back and forth fighting on that lyrically. So it was just like, oh shit, okay. Honestly, man, I honestly feel that a lot of lesser known artists are not this polished. Mm-hmm. K-Nels is extremely polished, and everything that he does musically, there's an intent behind it. There's no mess up, and it's like, oh, well, that sounded good, let's keep it. No, it sounds like everything from the beat selection to how it's mixed and mastered to what he decides to say, it is all executed the way that he saw fit.
I had never heard K-Nels. And when he's in, I thought it was a singer. Hmm. So I'm like, okay, cool. Another R&B singer.
Oh, because it came from Shelton?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know it was a rapper. But then I saw the thing on here. And I was like, oh, shit. You're about to be in for some bullshit. But I was pleasantly surprised. This motherfucker can rap his ass off.
Off, boy.
And I agree with a lot of what you were saying in terms of how polished he was. In addition to the intent, mm-hmm. The way that he used samples. One example is on Gemini, mm-hmm. and the way that it took a minute to get into that. Mm-hmm. Grip was on here. I was shocked to see him on here, and I didn't know this guy was from Atlanta. And I gotta say that I was pleasantly surprised with the rapping, the storytelling, the beat selection, like fucking everything, man. Okay. And how like professional this album sounds. Like, this album sounds better than a lot of people shit out that are professionals.
You know what? One word that I'm going to use right now, and I don't use this lightly. I think I've only said this one other time. This feels pretty flawless. Like it feels, and the reason why I say that, like, from conception to execution to putting it out, like, it was flawless in representing a black person in America, mm-hmm. to its full potential.
You know what I'm saying? Brown, like, Shea,
yep. Yeah.
Ghetto Therapy.
Pig Bimpin.
Yep.
Bruh, like that. Now, that's some serious hardcore shit.
I think other thing is even the features on here. Because you look at, yes. You know, you get an album, man, from a person you don't know, you never heard of. And then you look on here, it's a bunch of other names you don't heard of. Like, you don't think that. First, you don't think, at least I don't think the rapper's going to be any good. Mm-hmm. And I definitely don't think the feature's going to be any good if the rapper isn't any good, because he ain't going to put anybody on there that's better than him.
Yeah.
So, but even the features that I never heard of, I thought were solid on here as well. And the thing about it is, like, I think the one thing that this album missed was volume. And
what do you mean by that? Like, so more?
Yes, more everything in terms of exposure, more people knowing about it, stuff like that. Like in stocks, they talk about you can have a good ass stock that's ready, company solid, everything is perfect about it, but no volume. That means there's nobody behind it talking about it, pushing it up and pushing the value of the stock up and the price of the stock up. Like, so it's just like this thing, this hidden gem, this secret, this best kept secret that nobody knows about. So if you take this, like, people that's listening to us probably gonna listen to it, be like, oh shit, this motherfucker dope as hell. So then you get to, or another word could be volume, it's just like exposure, word of mouth. So now all of a sudden, like, oh, yo, you heard about this K-Nels guy? You know, because there's only so much the artist can do themselves.
Yep.
You need people talking entities, about your stuff. Yes. So, you know, it starts with us, like, yo, this is fucking dope. You guys can listen to it. But there's only so much we can do.
Yeah.
I think the project is solid enough. The album is dope as fuck. Now the fans got, and I'm confident that people listen to this will listen to it and be like, oh shit, this shit is dope.
Yeah, 100%.
And go tell somebody else and so on and so on. But then there's the follow up, like, what you gonna do next? You know, we talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of him as a rapper, I think it's there.
Yeah.
I think the album is solid through and through from front to back. And it really fucking caught me off guard, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. How every fucking song fucking banged. I did not expect that at fucking all. Like, I thought, I was like, you know, I like a couple of songs here and there. But not damn near the whole fucking project.
Yeah, yeah.
I was really thrown off guard. Yeah, bullshit.
This dude, Tate 228, that nigga nice.
Yeah.
Tate is nice. Flythonia Tone is nice as fuck too. You know, like you, Ken, I was a little surprised by K-Nels only because I've met him and I heard some of his music prior to. Like when he was working on a project. I don't know if it was this particular project, but he had played me some stuff and I heard. So I'm like, okay, I know you dope, but just because you're dope on two or three songs doesn't mean that you're a dope artist, right? Like, what does the project sound like? Like, people always come to me, oh, what do you think this song sounds like? All right, that's cool, but when projects are what sell, then you performing that is what sells on top of that. So what do you sound like on a project? And man, like, this is nice. He is nice. The only, you know what I would say that, you know, because you talked about the machine, right, propping him up a little bit and all of that. The only thing I would say to K-Nels that I think that would definitely help his career right now is something that we talked about a lot on the Single Sundays. How many people do we get put onto because you go get a Freddie Gibbs, because you go get a Benny the Butcher, because you go get Grip, because you go get Jid, because you go get J. Cole or whoever the hell you can afford that's a bigger name than you, or you get a connection that you get featured on their shit. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa, or however. Either you get them on yours or you get on theirs, but somebody like K-Nels needs that cross-pollination.
Yeah, like, because I was just looking at his Apple profile, like the song with Grip should have been out.
Yeah.
That should have been released because he had a small burst of like, attention.
Yep.
So that should have been out. He's a known artist. Like, people are looking for him. Like, the one he put out, which is a record I like, Big Pig Bimpin'.
Yep.
But again, like, if I don't know K-Nels, I damn sure ain't gonna know Flythonia Tone and Fleetwood Fred. There's no incentive for me to play this track other than I'm just browsing.
Yep.
So, you know, like, maybe if it was in a playlist, so I think maybe trying to get it on a Rap Caviar or an Apple playlist or something like that. But, you know, I don't know those connections there, but maybe if the people that curating those track lists see Grip on there, be like, oh shit, let me see what this is. Because I know Grip. Yep.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, bet. Let me put this on here.
Yep.
Shit, what is this? What else does this
motherfucker have? Man, he killed that. Oh, shit. This
Annapolis
guy?
That beat on Annapolis?
Yep.
Damn, the way this motherfucker rapping on this shit?
Yep.
Not Afraid? Wait a minute. That shit is fucking dope as well?
Yep.
Like, wait a minute. Hold on. What's going on here? So yeah, man. So, yeah, those are, like, the decision-making in terms of, like, how do you get your stuff in people's hands? You know, because sometimes it's not always about the quality of the work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still need, like you said, that machine pumping you up and getting you out there. And that's really hard to do, man.
It is.
Yeah. You can be dope as fuck, but it's like that whole saying, like, if a tree falls in the wood and nobody hears it, you know, whatever, whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's that kind of thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But in terms of, like, you know, what you could do better, give us more music. I feel like this is as close to flawless as possible. I don't really have any true critiques. Like, oh, well, the hooks could have been better. Oh, the beats could have been better. Oh, I don't like his voice. I don't like this.
He played with flaws on here.
Yeah, like, yeah. I like it all. Like, you know, there's a lot of things, if you listen to our reviews, that we ask artists to do. Be introspective. Let me learn something about who the hell you are, especially if I don't know who the hell you are. If you're, like, a nobody, like, if you're just another artist in the abyss, you gotta get me on a personal connection. He did that. You got to get me musically. He did that. You got to get me, you know, and I think this is, you know, a little bit further down the line, but you got to get me with content. He did that. Like, he checks multiple boxes, you know? So, like, my question would be then now is, what are you doing again with the machine to try to prop you? Also, I know, you know, COVID, all of this stuff, but are you performing? Or what are all of the other things that come with making music that you are or aren't doing? You know what I'm saying? Because the music part of it is good. Mm-hmm. That don't mean nothing else. Everything you need to do is outside of the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's my biggest question.
Shout out to Lioness too. I like the verse on that. Go
ahead. But Ken, this joint was released May 1st, 2020, 14 songs, 52 minutes. What are some of your favorite joints on here?
Annapolis,
mm-hmm.
Gun Fun, that fucking beat is fucking nasty. Gemini, Did I say Not Afraid?
No. Nope.
Okay, Not Afraid and Dark Brown Shade.
Bet. So for me, give me Annapolis. Give me Gemini, Pig Bimpin. Give me Gun Fun and give me Ghetto Therapy. But yeah, man, look. K-Nels, have you ever heard of him? If not, you welcome for us putting you onto him because he's super dope. Also, thank you for the almost 1,000 downloads per day. That's all because of y'all. Now, are we marketing and doing that? A little bit. We're putting on our YouTube channel. But we ask you to share this podcast review with at least one other person. That way, you continue to help us grow organically. Send it to a friend, brother, family member, somebody you don't even know, co-worker, it doesn't matter. Just share it with one other person. Help us to continue to grow. Also, continue to support the D365 movement through Cash App and PayPal. And if you want video content of some of these podcast reviews, go join our Patreon. It's only cost a dollar. You get a lot for a dollar. You can influence the influencers on our Patreon. Also, it's not just DE365. There's a whole bunch of other content over there. But look, we appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support. We out. Peace.